What is going on, my fitness coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives Make Money on the Trainer podcast. It's your boy, Brian Mark. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the law of accumulation. At the end of the day, we're going to be talking about how to make more money. Now, before I get into the law of accumulation, I want to talk about the idea of this whole start and stop notion in our fucking society. This whole like yo-yo diet bullshit like notion that happens in our society. And every single trainer on the planet hates when fat loss clients yo-yo diet. We all don't like it, right? And let me know if you know of a fat loss client right now that like loses a bunch of weight, then gains it all back, loses a bunch of weight, gains it all back, loses a bunch of weight, gains it all back. How many of us know somebody that does this, right? So we all like understand like how start and stop really does like impact our fitness journey on a massive level. And we all know that start and stop in our fitness journey is not a productive way to build a successful long-term lifestyle. We get that. But for some reason, every single business owner on the planet, including myself, falls victim to this. Not anymore. I used to. Falls victim to the idea of start and stop in our own coaching business. Now, before I get into the law of accumulation, I want to have a conversation about like personal development, okay? And I want you guys to write this down because this is fucking important. This matters. This means everything. Personal development. This is a foundational principle that I live my life by. This concept will allow you to get a direct reflection into where your current mindset and your psychology is. Write this down, please. All loss is the result of a scattering consciousness, and all gain is the result of an accumulative consciousness. All loss is the result of a scattering consciousness, and all gain is the result of an accumulative consciousness. Now, what does this mean, right? What this means is when you take a look at your life and you see clients dropping like fucking flies, your content isn't hitting, nobody's reaching out, it's not working. You know, you get into a car accident, this thing happens, this bad debt comes up, this bill comes up, all of a sudden you're like in the middle of chaos. The only thing that that's telling you is that your mindset right now is creating loss and negative situations and circumstances in your life. All loss is the result of a scattering consciousness, which means you're getting distracted. You know, you're getting distracted, you're getting sidetracked, you're getting thrown off, you're losing focus of your goals and vision. You are no longer on path. And as a result of you no longer being on path, for whatever reason, you're seeing all of these results manifest in your life. How many of you have ever been in a situation where it seems like it doesn't just rain, it fucking pours? Let me know if you resonate with that. Like, it's not just raining, it's pouring. And it's like negative thing after negative thing after negative thing after negative thing. It just like, it keeps happening. And it's like back to back to back to back. How many of us have ever felt like this? This loss is the result of a scattering consciousness, a scattering mind, a mind that is distracted, a mind that is negative, a mind that is pessimistic, and a mind that notices all of the negative things going on right now. All loss is the result of a scattering consciousness. This is a really hard pill to swallow because nobody likes looking at their own reality and seeing as a reflection of their soul, but it is the truth. Everything that you're experiencing in your life is a direct reflection of what's happening inside of you. And so the law of accumulation states that the more that you do an activity, the more that you stay focused on an activity, the more that you expand on an activity, the more that you will accumulate in that activity. The law of accumulation states that the longer that you do a thing, the better you become at the thing, and the more that you accumulate everything associated with that thing, whether that be like money, skills, followers, impact, income, all of it. The law of accumulation states that the longer that you do a thing, the more that you acquire of the thing. That's the law of accumulation. And the key with the law of accumulation, and this is fucking important because it's just like watering a garden, right? Or it's just like feeding a child. If we could water a garden every single day for, you know, 200 days straight, and if we take a full month off of watering the garden, that garden dies. Just like the law of accumulation, you can put, you know, 1, 2, 3 months of hard work into growing your online coaching business, and then you take a month off and you lose all of that momentum, and then you have to start back at square one. It's the same thing as feeding a child. We can feed a child every single day, every 7 days a week. We don't feed that child for a month. We all know what's going to happen. But for some reason, when it comes to our coaching business, we haven't fully grasped the concept or the idea or the principle that we must keep going regardless of circumstance. We must keep putting in the work so that we can accumulate skills, money, impact, resources, support, knowledge, inspiration, insight, all of it. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram at TheRealBrianMark and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram at TheRealBrianMark and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. The reason that most trainers never fully tap into the law of accumulation and have it start working in their favor is they view adversity as the reason to stop. They view adversity as the reason to not move forward. And as you're like progressing in your journey to grow your social media, to grow your business, to grow your impact, to grow your revenue, to make more money, to be a successful business owner, as you go about these things, when that adversity strikes, if you start focusing on the negative aspects of the adversity, this is so hard, woe is me, what the fuck, why is this happening to me? All loss is the result of a scattering consciousness. You start losing focus. You lose focus. You get caught up in the adversity. You get caught up in the negativity. You get caught up in the fear. You get caught up in the overwhelm. You lose focus. And as a result of you losing focus of the destination that you are trying to reach, the reality that you see in front of your eyes starts reflecting your loss of focus. It starts showing you other things that you're losing. You're losing clients, you're losing impact, you're losing revenue. And now all of a sudden you're losing and you've effectively scattered your consciousness and you have lost the momentum of an accumulative mind. And so how do we get this law of accumulation to work in our favor? How do we get this idea to work in our favor? And how do we approach adversities on the pathway to success? Because as you're moving towards more followers, more money, more impact, a bigger business, all the things, you're gonna run into a brick wall probably 100 times. And as you run into that fucking brick wall, if you just keep coming at it, you just keep running into it, you just keep pushing through, you just keep showing up, you just keep putting in the work, you just stay relentless, you stay consistent, and you never fucking miss, what's going to happen is, number one, either you're gonna break through the fucking wall, because the universe cannot resist a will that will not fucking stop. It will stake its own existence on success. The universe cannot resist that. So either number one, you will burst through the wall on your own accord with your own fucking willpower, which I've done, right? Like what I've done with pure fucking will. Like it's just like just will got me through that fucking adversity. I've done that. Or the second thing that's going to happen is you keep fucking just like coming at the wall full speed. And eventually you realize you're like, okay, I don't know what the fuck to do to break through this wall. And so I must seek out resources to help me. Maybe you go find a mentor that gives you a hammer that fucking smashes the wall for you. Or maybe you reach out to a friend that gives you the insight that helps you burst through the fucking wall. Or maybe you just ask for some friend's support to help you break through the wall. But regardless, you bust through the adversity and you break it down. But most people, when they're on the path to success and accumulation and money and impact and revenue, as soon as they hit that wall, man, this is so hard. Like, why did I hit this wall? Why do I have this wall and that guy over there doesn't have his wall? How come he burst through his wall so easily and I'm still stuck at this wall? Why am I not where I want to be faster? And then you start focusing on all the negative aspects, and just like that, you lost your momentum. The law of accumulation states that the more that you do a thing, the more consistently that you do a thing, the more that you show up in a specific direction, the more that you will accumulate in that direction. Money, impact, resources, followers, all of it. Guys, and if my story isn't just like a testament of this fucking idea, man, like I'm telling you, like literally 11 years ago, I was sleeping on my grandma's couch in her trailer, working as a restaurant manager, making $40,000 a year. And now 11 years later, because I just kept fucking putting in the work, I kept putting in the reps, I kept showing up, I stayed resilient, I stayed consistent, I never bent the knee to adversity, and I always kept moving forward. Like, dude, like today, I get to go to a VIP party where I get to meet like Ludacris, The Muscle, David Goggins, Ed Milet, all these like high-level speakers as an equal. Like I'm not going there as a client, I'm going there as an equal. And the reason that tomorrow I'm going to be emceeing and introducing the biggest entrepreneurs in the United States, the Limitless Arena, there's like 13,000 people in that arena, and I'm going to be the one introducing everyone. And I'm not different than you, dude. Like I'm not different, I'm not more talented, I'm not more resourceful, I'm not none of it. The only thing that I have is I have the fucking will to never, ever, 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 ever bend the knee, to never back down, to never like break to adversity. I will never fucking stop. And as a result, the law of accumulation keeps sending me more followers, more money, more impact, more opportunities, all of it. And if you would like this law to start working in your favor, I want you to write this fucking quote down and never fucking forget it. Never fucking stop, period. Never stop. Never, ever, 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 ever stop. And this is going to be fucking hard, dude, because every single time it gets hard, you quit because that's what you've always done. And so when you say never, ever, ever stop, the next time you are about to like fucking bend the knee to adversity, you have to get yourself to keep going. And then maybe 2 months down the track, you actually fall down and you fucking stop. You have to remember what I said. You're like, yo, B-Mark said never fucking stop. Get your ass up and keep moving forward. Like this idea of never stop. Like the reason it took me 11 years to get to this level is like, dude, there was times where like I wanted to bend the knee. I wanted to fucking quit. I wanted to give up. Or I like took my foot off the gas for an extended period of time. But like, I'm telling you, the law of accumulation, when you just keep moving forward and you just keep progressing and you just like have the willpower to break through any and all obstacles, you will find a way. And if you want that law to work in your favor, write this fucking quote down and never forget it. Never fucking stop. That's it. That's all. I hope you guys have the best day of your entire life. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hopefully this inspired you, impacted you, shifted your mindset on some level. I hope you all have an amazing day, and I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.